Oakland Raiders football is right around the corner. You can hear all their games on KINS 106.3 FM.
Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS FM.
Hi, Fred Nelson for community comment. When I was 18 years old, my buddy Merlin and I joined the U.S. Army. We were sent to Camp Beale, now Beale Air Force Base, for processing and assignment. A week later, we were issued weekend passes. It was February, very cold but not wet. Merlin and I had decided to hitchhike home to Eureka. We left the gates at 5 p.m. on Friday in company with another Eurekan named Gale. Merlin and I caught a ride to Williams, and as we held out our thumbs, along comes Gale on the back of a motorcycle headed west on Route 20. We decided on Route 20 as the shortest route, so started a slow walk west of Williams. The problem? It was dark and no traffic to speak of. After a couple of miles on foot, we decided to go back to Williams and caught a ride with the only eastbound car that we saw. We decided on hitching southbound on 99W, that was before I-5, and teamed up with a couple of other GIs. We spaced ourselves down the highway with the idea of the first ones to be picked up would try and talk the driver into stopping for the others. It worked well, and we were able to get several different rides down 99W to the Black Point cutoff and around to Petaluma and up to Cloverdale. A truck owned by a Gilboy company picked us up and told us that we could ride with him as far north as Willits. Gilboy hauled movie film and delivered to theaters en route, meeting up with the driver from Eureka and exchanging loads. We could not go with the Eureka driver because of his physical size and the small size of his pickup. As we drove north from Cloverdale, the driver explained to us the reason why he was driving up the middle of the highway. Many winery workers would sample too much vino on the weekends and then drive home. Keeping to the middle of the highway gave him a choice if he met one en route. At Willits, we spotted a Greyhound bus headed for Eureka. Time for a bus ride. When our bus stopped at Scotia, we spotted friend Gale boarding the local Humboldt Motor Stage bus. We learned later that the motorcycle had taken him west on Highway 20 to an isolated area where the driver left him as he had to turn off for home. Out in the middle of nowhere, no cars on the road and bitter cold, Gale proceeded to build a fire on the highway and warm himself. Along came a car westbound and stopped to see if all was okay. They were headed for Scotia and gave him a ride all the way. I think our bus got in Eureka around daybreak on Saturday morning. Merlin and I covered about 200 miles more than Gale. Imagine how long he must have waited for his ride on Route 20. Fred Nelson for Community Comment.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS FM, Blue Lake, California.